I'm Seth Zutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street as calm returned to the market a day after its biggest pullback in almost 2 years. The S&P 500 rose 1% Tuesday, breaking a brutal three-day losing streak. The Dow rose 294 points, that's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1%. Strong profit reports from Uber and other companies helped support the market. Uber rose almost 11%. The vast majority of stocks rose. That was the opposite of what happened a day earlier, when the unraveling of some popular trades and worries about the U.S. economy sent markets lower around the world. Treasury yields climbed, clawing back some of their sharp drops since April. Seth Zutel, New York.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.